on Fridays, instead of a 10-minute halacha, we're going to do a little bit of parsha each Friday. That's the plan, Be'ezras Hashem. So maybe a little bit of parsha, and then we'll do regular shir, and then seder today. Shir and seder are reversed today because I have to drive back home for Shabbos. So that gives me some time. Okay. So I just got an email before. Someone said parsha. The heading of the email is from someone in Eretz Yisrael. It was a Dvar Torah. It said Parshas Pinchas Be'Eretz Yisrael u'Balak b'Chutz La'aretz. So that is not true. It is Parshas Pinchas both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz this week. And Parshas Pinchas. There's a terrible magefa that's striking the Jewish people. It's actually in last week's parsha. Pinchas stops the terrible magefa. Pinchas does something to stop this terrible magefa. What does he do to stop the terrible magefa? So we know the answer, right? What does he do? The shish kebab, right? He kills Zimri and Cosby. That stops the magefa. But that's not the only thing the Torah says. The Torah adds another detail of what Pinchas did in order to stop the magefa. The Torah says, "Vayamod Pinchas." Pinchas got up. Vayipalel, vateotzer magefa. Vayipalel, vayipalel. And then the magefa stopped. Now, what in the world? It doesn't say vayispalel, vayipalel. What in the world does vayipalel mean? So obviously, as you would expect, such an unusual word, it is in fact a machlokes what vayipalel means. This seems more sense to me. It's a machlokes what the word vayipalel means. So the word pilel, or the pei lamed lamed, means judgment in different places. And in fact, the Ibn Ezra writes, asadin. He made a din, he made a judgment that this is what has to be done, this is what they deserve in order, and this is what has to be done in order to stop the magefa. And then he did it. And that fits the way the word is used in Tanakh in general. The Radak agrees that it means also din u'mishpat. Radak says bizimri. He made a din against Zimri, a judgment, a mishpat. Very good. On the other hand, Unklus translates a little differently. Unklus writes, v'kam pinchas vitzali. What's Vitzali in Aramaic? He davened, he prayed. Pinchas got up and he davened, similar to Vayispalel. Now, those words may be related to each other. Davening may involve some level of self-judgment. Judgment may involve some level of tefillah. Maybe, maybe not. You can fetch a connection. But fundamentally, l'chora, those are two different things, right? Those are two different interpretations. The judgment and davening, two different explanations of what it is. It is therefore most curious that the Sforno offers the following approach. Asa plila vidin l'kvod kono vihispala. He made a judgment for the covenant of the Ribbono Shel and he davened. Apparently, dual meaning, according to the Sforno. He made a judgment in the honor of Hashem, and he davened. Now, normally, if you're not sure about the meaning of a word, if you're one of the Mefarshei HaChumash, and there are multiple interpretations, so you might say Yesh Omrim, you might say a certain explanation, then Pirush Acher, Od Yesh Lefaresh, something like that, nothing like that. No such language in the Sforno. It's just straight. He did both. Now there has to be a relationship. There has to be a connection between judgment and davening. Otherwise, the Sforno doesn't work. So how do we have both of those interpretations in that word, and how do those interpretations connect to each other? That's question number one. Question number two, Pinchas was rewarded not only with schar in Olam Haba for his mitzvah, but also schar in Olam Hazeh. He received, according to the Torah itself, brisi shalom, as well as v'haisa lo l'zaru achrav bris kuhunas olam. So the fact that Pinchas gets rewarded is no surprise. Obviously, he did something very great, very gutsy, and no one else was willing to do it. So, that obviously he's gonna receive schar for something like that. However, the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem gives very, very specific criteria of what it takes to receive schar both in this world and in the next world. That it's not just any mitzvah that's going to accomplish both of those things. When one does something, says the Gemara, that is tov lahashem, he's rewarded in the next world. But when he does something that is tov lebrios as well, not only tov lahashem, but tov for other people as well, then he receives schar in this world and in the next world. So Pinchas' act was very, very great. But in what way is it tov lebrios? I mean, lebrios, he killed two people. So that doesn't seem a direct act of tov lebrios. Now, it happened to be that it made Hashem happy and it stopped the magefa. But certainly as a direct act, it was not a tov lebrios kind of act. He murdered people. So in what sense is that tov lebrios? And finally, a third question. The Gra, in his commentary to Sefer Yeshayahu, writes, that the three areas of the Mikdash complex, the Harabayis, the Azara, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the three major areas, each relate to a different element of Avodas Hashem, and each received its character in the Zuchus of a different one of the others. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is where the Torah was housed in the Aron. It represents Torah. That's Bezuchus. Which of the Avos would be Torah? Yaakov. That's Bezuchus Yaakov. Vino, he was the Amud HaTorah. The Azara represents Avoda. That's where all the Avodas HaKarbonos happened. And that's Bezuchus Yitzchak. Right? Yitzchak is the Amud HaAvoda. Harabayis represents Tefillah, probably because it's the Shara Shamayim. And is Bezuchus Avram, who is the Amud Ha? Chesed, right? Not the Emunah Tefillah, it's the Emunah Chesed. Torah Avoda U Gemilas Chesedim, not Torah Avoda U Tefillah. So how does that work? That last one didn't seem to align. How is Tefillah related to Chesed? So the Gra smooths this point over a little bit, and he writes, Harabayis Hayu L'Tefillah Hainu Gemilas Chesedim. It's Tefillah, and that's Gemilas Chesedim. What does tefillah have to do with Gemilas Chesedim? We spoke a little bit about Chesed last night. What does that have to do with tefillah? It seems like a totally separate issue. So three yesodos, three answers. I mean, we have so far three questions, but let's take three yesodos that come out of three answers. First of all, Rav Yerucham Olshin Shlita, Rav Shiva in Lakewood, points out that the Rabbeinu Yonah in his Igeres HaTshuva emphasized the importance of davening at the time of doing a mitzvah. Rabbeinu Yonah talks about when you're about to do a mitzvah, daven a little bit. He says that the Chachamim would give tzedakah before davening as a fulfillment of Ani b'tzedek echazah panecha. That when I'm going to go greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I'm going to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to be b'tzedek. It's going to be in the context of giving tzedakah. When we give tzedakah, or for that matter, do any mitzvah, it's a particularly opportune time to daven. When a person does a mitzvah, that's a great time to daven. What do women do when they light candles, right? Aside from, you know, the waving. Well, what are they doing when they're covering their eyes? Why do they only need to cover their eyes long enough to say the bracha? But women typically do more than that, right? They daven a little bit when they're lighting candles. Lighting Shabbos candles is a mitzvah, so that's an opportune time to daven. And that may be why the practice in many shuls is to allow tzedakah collectors to walk through the shul. Okay, yesh v'yesh, some shuls don't like it, they don't let that collect. But especially now, it's a really bad idea, by the way. They traced the measles outbreak last summer to tzedakah collectors coming, so probably not a great idea now, but we should come up, Klal Yisrael, Rachman ibn Rachman, we should come up with some other system to take care of these people, but in better times, in easier times, when, you know, not in the middle of the pandemic, tzedakah collectors often come through shul, and that's for some reason, we don't have any problem with that. We allow people to do that in many shuls, because the idea of doing a mitzvah and davening, apparently connecting with each other, Rabbi Yonah highlights, is a very appropriate thing. And that helps answer our first question. The Sforno is telling us that it was the tefillah that Pinchas offered that helped to save Klal Yisrael, but the tefillah was only as impactful as it was because he offered it in the context of a great mitzvah. A tefillah is much more powerful in the context of a mitzvah. So yes, he made a judgment in order to do this mitzvah of carrying out the judgment that must be necessary. He's going to do that mitzvah. But that mitzvah in the context of tefillah, or the tefillah in the context of that mitzvah, becomes a much more powerful tefillah. Second, Rav Yerucham Olshin points out, the act that Pinchas did, since it was driven by a sense of Avas Yisrael, and when he had to offer a tefillah to accompany that great mitzvah, what do you think he davened for? He davened for the Jewish people. Meaning the act, you're right, the act was an act of killing two people. But why was he doing it? He was doing it to save the Jewish people. He was doing it to save Klal Yisrael. And therefore, his tefillah that accompanied that act, mistama, was a tefillah not let these people die. It was a tefillah to save the rest of Klal Yisrael. So it was in fact tov l'Hashem and tov l'Brios. Because part of the act was the tefillah itself. It was tov l'Shemayim, the tov l'Brios. He did this great heroic act for Klal Yisrael, accompanied by that tefillah. And it turned out that the mitzvah, accompanied by his tefillah, saved thousands of lives, and in fact worked. And that's pretty clear in the pasuk itself. How does the pasuk describe what Pinchas did? Heshiv eschamasi me'al b'nei Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I was angry, he made my anger subside. V'lo kilisias b'nei Yisrael b'kinasi. And it's because of him that I did not wipe out Klal Yisrael. So it was, there's no greater act of Tov L'Brios than that. And finally, Rav Yerucham Elshin points out, the most effective tefillah is achieved when a person has a greater closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because that's what tefillah is. Tefillah is omid l'fnei ha-makom. But you can be omid l'fnei from a great distance, or you can be omid l'fnei in a more intimate sense. And the greater the closeness one has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater the sense of omid l'fnei ha-makom. The Navi tells us, Kir'uhu b'yoso karov. We call out to Hashem when He is close. And that's why the Rambam writes, even though it's always good to do tshuva, it's always good to daven, it's always good to cry out to Hashem. Ba'aseres hayamim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha-kippurim, during the aseres yimei tshuva, he yafa b'yoser. It's a more opportune time for tefillah. Why? It's the same tefillah, it's the same words, the same act. Who's going to tell me I can't have just as much kavanah now as I can during this? Of course I can. I can have just as much kavanah now as I do during Ilan Yom Kippurim, if I focus myself really well. But there's a sense of closeness. The tefillah during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva is yafa b'yoser, says the Rambam, umiyad himiskabelas, and it's accepted immediately. Shenemar, how do I know it's accepted immediately? Dirshu Hashem b'himatso, kir'uhu b'yoso, harov, when he's close. When the Ribbono Shel Olam is close, tefillah takes on extra meaning. Rav Aaron Cutler suggested that the greatest closeness we can achieve with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by fulfilling the mitzvah we spoke about last night, V'alachta B'dracha. We follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos. The Gemara tells us in different places that we do this through chesed, ma'hu rachum, ma'fata rachum, ma'hu malbish harumim, ma'fata malbish harumim. That through chesed we become like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's no greater closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than becoming like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, Chavetz Chaim in his Hakdama Ta'avas Chesed points out that there's several different psukim that all talk about connecting to Hashem and Halachta B'drachav. And he says that there are three different psukim because there are three different levels of Halachta B'drachav. There's Halachta B'drachav of Yiras Hashem. Hashem told me I have to do these things, so I do them. And then once you achieve that, there's halachta b'drach of avas Hashem. It's not just that Hashem told me to do this, so therefore I have to do it. I'm becoming like Hashem. I'm connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam by being like Him. And then the Chafetz Chaim says a fascinating third level. He says, sometimes a person gets so connected to Hashem, he thinks chesed is no longer for him. He's already there. He already has this incredible spirituality. So why does he need to deal in the mud with all these other people who are not nearly at that level? No, that's why you have a third level. Because you think the gap between you and whoever it is that you're doing chesed with is a greater gap than the gap between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and human beings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed with us constantly. No matter how great the gap is, yet, no matter how spiritual and holy you are, you have to do chesed. So now we understand why clearly, why the Har HaBayis, which represents tefillah, is given b'zuchus Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the Amud HaChesed. A tefillah from somebody who's not only serving Hashem, but who is acting like Hashem, who has that closeness where he has successfully emulated HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Avraham Avinu, a tefillah given by someone who's a Baal Chesed, that's a tefillah mitoch kirvas Elokim. And that's the height of tefillah. There's a famous Hasidic interpretation of the pasuk, Kol rot feha hi sigua bein ha-metzarim. That, normally we... translated as, anybody who has chased us has caught us bein ha-metzarim, between the straits. But that not, the Hasidic interpretation goes that anybody is rodfehu, who is rodef ka, who is rodef HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in the sense going after him, but trying to catch him, trying to get him, trying to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will catch him bein ha-metzarim. This is a tekufa that started yesterday, the Shabbos HaBetamuz, a tekufa where we have the ability to catch up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to achieve a certain closeness. Now, obviously, this is not the simple pshat in the pasuk, and in fact, Avelus normally represents the opposite, right? Avelus normally means a certain distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a hester panim, and when you go to Rebbe Sal, they say hamakom, because Baruch Hu Hashem mimakomo, a person who's experiencing Avelus feels that he's somewhat distant, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a different place, but our avoda is to bridge that gap, to make that distance smaller. And once we have that kirvas elokim, then our tefillah is so much more impactful. So the way we achieve that closeness is through imitating Hashem, through acts of kindness. So, but we have to remember the next step also, It's great to be warm and friendly and do kindness with everybody, but what follows that is a more serious tefillah. Meaning the closer we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater our capacity for tefillah is. So when we connect to the Jewish people, we have to realize that the more we connect with Hashem's children, the more we're able to whisper in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ear. The more we're able to connect directly with Hashem. If you offer a tefillah mitoch mitzvah, especially the ultimate mitzvah of Kirvas Elokim, then you can accomplish anything. Then you can accomplish an end to all Jewish suffering. We have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ear. So part of the Avodah Yah we discussed yesterday is the idea of connecting with other Jews, the idea of loving other Jews and caring for other Jews. And by the way, part of caring for other Jews is davening for them. You know, it's not saying, oh, thank God, no one in New York is really getting sick anymore. So, feel better about that. What about all the people in Eretz Yisrael? What about all the people in Florida? What about all the people in California? Or the other 26 states where this thing is raging? What about the people that are not able to go somewhere for the summer and learn with some chevra? What about the people that are able to go somewhere and learn with the chevra, but are maybe not holding the same exact place that we are? The concept of caring for somebody else, putting yourself in somebody else's shoes, thinking about what their sensitivities are, what their concerns are, and being concerned for them, making sure that you live up to that, that you act accordingly, as if their concerns are our concerns. That's the avod of the Bein HaMetzarim, and that leads into the Yom Noraim. That's why just a few weeks after Tisha B'Av, we have Chodesh Elul, Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li. Because once you've connected with Klal Yisrael, you're ready to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have a certain sense of kirvas Elokim. Okay, I just want to.